السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. حضرت
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hazur says that Hazrat Muslim Maud, Allah be pleased with him, he has got one part of poetry, a verse, that these people become Yazid and they become yourself as Hussein. So what a good bargain is that, and what they make. This is a beautiful verse of the promise Hazrat Muslim Maud, in which he has enjoined upon the community to be patient and steadfast. This poem was written in 1935, when then there was a lot of agitations and opposition against the community. But anyway, I am not mentioning any subject with the reference of the whole poem, but with reference to this particular verse, I would like to say something. And in the light of, in the eyes of every Muslim, In the eyes of every Muslim, a very tragic incident of Islamic history comes, but this very barbaric and very painful and very tragic incident can only be perceived by those people, those who are actually being ground in the mill of opposition and persecution. And at this occasion, with this incident, the expression of sympathy and kindness and condolence that is expressed by everyone, and the Shia people in the month of Muharram every year, they express this in their own way. They try to do so in their own way. And according to our opinion, they go to the far extreme. But anyway, this is their way of expression that they have. But as I said, this injustice, the truth about this injustice, it can only be realized by those people who are actually passing through the same type of oppression and cruelties. And in this age and time, no more than the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is the one who can really visualize the situation of the incident of Karbala. So therefore, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Muslim Maud said that they become themselves the Yazidi and they become you Hussein. Who are the two groups, these two, both of them? They were those who were reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, at least they claimed that. But one of them, they knew the true importance of the kalima and they became the oppressed. and the other one, disregarding the real significance of that, became the oppressor. The incident of Karbala, in which Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and members of his family and some companions, they were martyred very brutally. Actually, at the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's a continuation of that. When there is a decrease in the quality of taqwa, righteousness, then personal objectives take dominance, they take preference over the collective objectives. And when the world is given preference over the religion, then this is what sort of things happen. That then the people reach to the extreme degrees of brutality. And those people who are the name of people of Allah, their blood is shed in the name of Allah. How unfortunate it is that those who are the pronouncers of the kalima, and they are made the objective of torture and persecution and hardship, and they are doing so, and those people who profess the kalima, they do so, and they oppress those people who are pronounce the kalima. So much so that the blood of the innocent is not spared. In the name of Allah and His Messenger, those people who sacrifice their life and honor and wealth in the name of Allah and His Messenger, they are being subjected to all this torture and persecution and hardship. What greater misfortune could be there that in the name of Allah and the Messenger, they carry out these atrocities, they are doing all these injustice and cruelties, and the Holy Quran describing the bad condition of these people says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَزِبَ اللَّهُ لَهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And any person who intentionally kills another believer, then his punishment is the hell. He would remain there for a very long period, and the wrath of Allah will descend upon him, and Allah Almighty will throw him away from himself, and that is to say that he will become accursed, and there will be a huge punishment in reserve for him, has been prepared for him. So Allah Almighty, for such a person, has used the words of extreme displeasure and anger. Not only this much, that he will be thrown into the fire, but he would be staying there for a very, very long time, and the wrath of Allah Almighty will continue to descend upon him. He would become the object of the wrath, the curse of Allah. This Jahannam, the hell, and the wrath of Allah and the curse of Allah, these are not ordinary things. Rather, this is a great punishment. It's a greatest punishment. And what could be more misfortune than this, that despite being the one who professes the kalima, a person is thrown into hell, and then a person is subjected to continuous punishment and curse of Allah Almighty, and a person is continuously suffering that. So those people who, for their own sake, for their own benefit, for the worldly gains, they commit these barbaric atrocities, they are the people who receive the utmost displeasure and anger of Allah Almighty. And the oppressed people, as a result of that, they are yahyaun in the rabbihim yurzakun. They in the presence of Allah, they are the living people, and they are being provided the provisions. This is the treatment which Allah Almighty gives to these people. So those people in the sight of Allah, those who are alive and living people, and those who are being given the provision of the Jannah, then for him, what could be a greater reward than this one? And Hazrat Imam Hussain and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain, regarding them, Hazrat the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that they are the leaders of the youth of the paradise. And for both of them, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he used to pray to Allah Almighty, supplication to Allah Almighty, that, O Allah, I love them. You also love them. So therefore, those people to this degree, the one who is the recipient of the prayers of the Holy Prophet ﷺ from this to this much, and then he gets the honor of martyrdom, then that person certainly, he is the one who is going to be the recipient of the best provisions in paradise. And his killers, they are certainly, most certainly, they are the one who are going to get the wrath of Allah. This month, that is to say, the month of Muharram, the first 10 days we are passing, we are going through that, these days. Some 1400 years ago, on the 10th of this month, the cruel people, they martyred this beloved of Allah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and the detail of that is something which shakes the body fully. And these oppressors and cruel people did not realize that on what pious person we are going to raise the sword. But as I said, that when this faith is distinct, is no more there, then all these feelings and sentiments, they are completely, they completely go away, and they are no more there. And actually the fear of God also goes out of the heart. And when the fear of God is not there, then what difference does it make that what status a person is having in the sight of Allah or in the sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussain, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how did it take place, and after that what treatment was made to his body? When we listen the details of that, a person is firmly established on this conviction that apparently, outwardly, these people might be reciting the kalima, but actually these oppressors, they did not have any faith in the existence of God Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to establish the human values. He came, he also laid down certain rules and regulations even for the wars. Allah Almighty has told us, advised us in the Holy Quran that we should be always maintain justice and always remain within the limits. And the enemies were such that they, against Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wanted to finish them off. Even with the fighting with those such enemies, even at that time when these people die, according to the tradition of the Arab people, the mutilation and the disgrace which used to be inflicted upon the dead bodies, Islam has stopped from that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was actually, he was there to abolish all the bad vices and the practices which are violating the human values. Even against the disbelievers, he always showed forgiveness and kind treatment. But this beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, his nephew, beloved nephew, he used to pray to Allah Almighty that, he used to say to Allah that, O Allah, I love them, you also love them. And then he said that those people who love these nephews of mine, he's going to love me, he should love me. And those who love me, then he would love Allah Almighty. And as a result of the love of Allah Almighty, he will inherit paradise. And if somebody does not love these people, does not like those people, then he would incur the displeasure of Allah Almighty. So those people who are really in love with someone, then they always take dear, those who are dear ones to that person. Not only this much, that on one side they claim the profound love and affection for the people, and those who are the beloved of their beloved, then their progenies, and people should hate them. It is impossible. Or if you claim extreme love for someone, then during his lifetime, then you take those people dear one during their lifetime. But as soon as the person passes by, then all the claims of their love for these beloved ones, they are no more there. This could be the doings of the worldly people. But those people who have linked with Allah Almighty, that cannot be their way. In one narration it is mentioned that once Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, during the period of his Khilafat, he was going somewhere, and on the way he saw this beloved nephew of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam playing among the children, and he put him on his shoulder and he said that my master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this boy was extremely beloved of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, therefore I am showing my affection to him. So these are the ways of showing your love and affection to the beloved of your beloved ones. But in Karbala, what treatment was meted out to him? The teaching which was brought by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they violated the whole teaching. In narration it is mentioned that when his group was overpowered by the enemies, then Hazrat Imam Hussain رضي الله تعالى عنه, he turned the face of his the face of the horse to the Firat river, and somebody was told that you should be stopping their way from the Firat, and people made a barrier and he couldn't go there, and an arrow was thrown upon him which hit his neck. And the narrator says that regarding the state of his war, he says that he was wearing a turban at that time. He had some color, and he was fighting in such a way as if somebody is very effectively fighting back the enemy. And at that time I saw, at the time of the martyrdom, he was saying that after me, after that you will not be killing anybody among the servants of Allah, upon the killing of which Allah Almighty will be more angry than you. And Allah Almighty will have mercy upon me, and then Allah Almighty will take my revenge from you in such a way that you will be surprised. By Allah, if you are going to kill me, then Allah Almighty will create the situation of war among you, and your blood will be shed, and this will continue, and so much so that the very severe punishment will be increased so much for you. After he was martyred, then the people from Kufa, what treatment they did to these people? They started looting the camps and turning away the head covering from the heads of the ladies, Muslim ladies. And then it was said that who is going to trample upon the bodies? And there were 10 people, horse riders, who came forward. And then they trampled the dead body of Hazrat Imam Hussain, and they broke it into pieces. In this fighting, and there were 45 injuries of arrow, and so many injuries as a result of the war, and the arrows, and the height of the cruelty was that the head of Hadrat was sent to Ubadullah bin Ziyad, ruler of Kufa. The head was presented to him, and that was displayed there in Kufa, and then the head was sent to Yazid. So this was the treatment which was meted out to him at that time, very barbaric. After his martyrdom, this treatment was done to his body. What greater barbaric treatment could be done? His body was trampled, his head was cut off. This is the way in which the humility and the disgrace of the body was made. And this can only be done by worst type of enemies. Not a person who is reciting kalima can ever do that. And the one who attributes himself to that prophet, who always, in order to establish the human values, who has enjoined very strictly to his followers that they should establish the human values. So certainly the one who has done it, it clearly displays the wickedness of these people. And they were those people who were purely worldly people. And in order to have their objectives fulfilled, they could cross all limits, and they did. And they had nothing to do with the faith as such. This worldly nature was felt by Hazrat Imam Hussain, and he said that is the reason why he refused to do the bath of Yazid. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that Hazrat Imam Hussain did not like that he should be initiating at the head of a person who is openly violating the religion, because it is the disobedience to Allah Almighty. And most of the people, they agreed to the bath of Yazid, but Hazrat Imam Hussain and his people, they did not accept this consensus of other people, and they kept away from it. But despite not doing the bath, he tried to establish peace if possible. But when he saw that the Muslims, and there is a fear that their blood would be shed, so then they asked their companions, you can go back, and told them that the situation is different, so those who would like to go back, they can go back. Except those who were adamant to remain with him, they stayed with him. 30 or 40 people were there, or the members of his family were there also there. And the representatives of the Yazid, he told them that he doesn't like to fight. You allow me to go back so that I should worship Allah, or allow me to go to some boundary so that I should fight for the sake of Allah and get martyred there, for the sake of Islam and then martyred. Or take me to Yazid so that I can talk to him and I can make him understand something. But his representatives did not listen to anything. And there was no other way when the war was imposed upon him, except that just as a bold man he should come and face the situation and consequences. So, as I said, there were a few people, 70 or 72 people were there, a limited number of people, and there was a huge army against them. So how could they have fought against them? Anyway, for a true objective, for a noble objective, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, they sacrificed their lives, and one by one they became martyrs. So Allah, the taking of revenge by Allah Almighty has His own ways. As Hazrat Imam Hussain Raziallahu Ta'ala Anhu has mentioned that Allah Almighty will take the revenge for my martyrdom. And Allah Almighty took the revenge. Yazid, after his temporary victory, apparently he did get that. But the question is, that even is there anyone who remembers him with the nobility or any in good words? If for a good fame he is being known today, then Muslims would have taken his name for their children. But nobody gives the name of Yazid to his children. If somebody is known, so then he is known by that name which the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has used, that he has said Yazid Palid, that Yazid which was totally impure. The purpose of Hazrat Imam Hussain was totally different. He wanted to establish the truth. He didn't like to have the government and power. Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has explained it very beautifully, saying that the principle supporting which Hazrat Imam Hussain was there, that was this, that the right of choosing the caliph is to the people and to the community. And no son cannot take this, no father can establish his son as a right to become the khalifa after him. So this value is the same sacred law even today. Rather, the martyrdom of Hadrat Imam Hussain has further established this right and principle. So Hadrat Imam Hussain was actually the victorious and not Yazid. And Allah, the nature took another revenge. And what a heinous revenge is that. Hadrat Muslim Aud, in his book Khilafat al-Rashida, has mentioned this incident, Hadrat Muslim Aud. And he says that in history it is written that after the death of Yazid, and his grandson came to power, who was named Muawiyah. So then he taking the bath, then he again went into recluse for 40 days, and one day after that he said, and addressing the people, he said that I have taken a bath on my hand from all of you, but not for this reason, that I consider myself as eligible to take the bath from all of you, but I just wanted to have the unity among the people and not any disorder. And from that moment until now, I have been considering the same thing sitting at my home, that if there is anyone from among you who is eligible to take the baths, I will be ready to do so, and I will be totally out of the scene. But I haven't seen anybody from among you who is capable of taking the bath, so therefore listen it very carefully, and I am not capable of having this office, and I would like to say that my father and my grandfather, they were also not eligible for this post. And my father was much less than, grandfather was much less in Hussain. And my father also had a much less position than my grandfather. And Hazrat Ali, and after that, as compared with my grandfather and father, Hassan and Hussain, they were eligible and rightful people to inherit this honor. And now you see that how the son, he flatly insulted his father and his grandfather, because he had the fear of Allah in his heart. He had something of the fear of Allah Almighty, and sometimes out of these people, bad people, sometimes they have such a progeny who have the fear of Allah Almighty. So he said that now it is up to you. You can do your bath at the hand of everyone. His mother was listening to this speech. When he listened to that, she said in great anger that you have just disgraced the whole family, and you have disgraced the whole family entirely. He said, this was the truth which I have said. Now it is up to you. Whatever you may say to me, you say. But after that he went back to his home, and he sat there, he didn't come out, and after a few days he died. So what a great witness is that at the time of the Khilafat of Yazid, his own son was not agreeable to that. It was not that the son, for any greed or any interest of his own, or because of the fear of some opposition, he might have done it. But he had sincerely in his heart, he has decided in his heart that my grandfather, Hadrat Ali, had more right than them, and Hassan and Hussain had more right from his than his father, and I am not ready to shoulder this great responsibility. So the appointment of Yazid by Muawiyah is not to be called an appointment or election. And what great disrespect and disgrace could be this, that the children, when they explained this, the real position of their elders and grandfather. So this martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussain gives us quite a few lessons, that he sacrificed his life, and he established the truth as a result of that. We should also, through the prayers, we should continue seeking help from Allah Almighty, that He should always enable us to follow the right path, the straight path. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Hazrat Imam Hussain, he has expressed the simile of Hazrat Imam Hussain with Hazrat Masih, and metaphoricals and expressions have been used there, that the one, the Messiah to come, will also take benefit from this simile, that the it will, that is to say, that in one respect this will also apply, the example of Hazrat Imam Hussain will apply to the promised Messiah, but the period of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam will, the time, his time will not inshallah repeat the same things. This is the divine decree, that those things will not be repeated which are going to damage the cause of Islam. But anyway, we have to pay special attention to the prayers, that we should also always be protected, which are damaging our faith. As I said, Allah Almighty, all those things which have taken place in the past, He will not be repeated in the time of the promised Messiah, because in them they have, there is a continuity of Khilafat, and they have got a system, and there is a system of the election of the Caliph, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also made a prophecy that this will continue after the Messiah and the Mahdi. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also explained this point, that how these things are not going to be repeated at this time. For example, if the first Adam was taken out of paradise, then he said that Allah Almighty has named me Adam as well, so that the children of Adam, that there should be a new arrangement of the children of Adam to go into paradise. And the first Messiah was put on the cross, so my name was given as Messiah. So actually Allah Almighty has made the arrangement of the breaking of the cross. So Allah Almighty, the first defeat will turn it into the victory for the second time. If the first Imam Hussain, because of the Yazid, because of his truthfulness of Hazrat Imam Hussain, he was martyred, then Allah Almighty for the second time also will defeat the troop of Yazid. So we are firmly established in this faith. If any lesson is given by the month of Muharram, and that is this one, that we should always invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny and his followers, and through this durood and through the prayers, and also bringing about pious changes in our condition, we should play our role all the time. We should pray for that. And those people who are having the character of Yazid, we should always be firmly established against those people. And surely, certainly this time Yazid is not going to be successful, but the Husseini people, they are going to be victorious. The ability and the strength of steadfastness is also granted by Allah Almighty. And in order to get the help from Allah Almighty has asked us to pray and to be steadfast. And patience is not only to endure the injustice and the oppression, and it's not being quiet on whatever has happened, but it means that with firmness, steadfastness, continue to do something without any break and without having the fear of anything, continue displaying and expressing the truth. That is also sabr. So therefore Hazrat Imam Hussain, who for the disclosure of the truth, the example which he has set up before us, so we should always hold fast to these examples. If we firmly hold fast to these, then we will become the part of that victory which Allah Almighty has decreed with the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, for the acceptance of the prayer. The invoking of Durood Sharif is very, very important. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn our attention to this one. In Ahadith it is also mentioned, and great emphasis has been given on that. And it's mentioned there, and more than anything else, Allah Almighty Himself has mentioned about that in the Holy Quran. So therefore, all of us generally, we should always be paying attention to this one, and in this month in particular. And during this month in particular, we should pay attention to this one. Previously, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe once particularly made the appeal, repeating that, I also remind everyone that during this month they should excessively invoke Durood upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the best way. This is the best way to express the sentiments which people can have in relation to the incident of Karbala, which in order to finish away the oppressions and also to seek the help of Allah Almighty in order to finish the oppression, this is the best way of doing it. And this durood which has been invoked upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for his physical and for his spiritual satisfaction and also the progress of his followers, we see through that the progress of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to have the love with the beloved of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the best way of doing that. And in this age, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Promised Messiah Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, it is actually the fulfillment of the objective of the advent of the Promised Messiah Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. And this durood brings a lot, immense blessing along with it. Allah Almighty enable us in these days that we should especially invoke and recite this durood as much as may be possible. And then this durood should also become very useful for our own person as well. In the end, I would like to mention something about this regarding the status of Hazrat Imam Hussain. Whatever Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, I would like to read a quotation, and every Ahmadi should always keep that in his mind, what status he has attributed to Hazrat Imam Hussain. He says that, let it be clear that the person, somebody informed him that regarding the status of Hazrat Imam Hussain, somebody has made a misstatement. At that he said that, I have got the information that some ignorant people, those who consider themselves into my members of my community, they regarding Hazrat Imam Hussain, they say these such words that, Nauzu Billah, God forbid, that he did not have the bath at the hand of Yadid, and he was a rebellious person. Lanatullahi alal kazibin, curse be on the liars. I don't expect that any Ahmadi could ever utter such words. He said, anyway, through this pronouncement, I inform the members of my Jamaat that we firmly believe that Yazid was a very worm of this world and a very bad person, very wicked person, and those standards according which a person is called a believer, those do not apply to him. To become believer is not something easy. Allah Almighty says about that, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا وَلَكِنْ كُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا, that believers are those the actions of which they tell their faith, and their faith is written on their faith. And those who keep the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they always give preference to that over everything. And the very fine ways, refined ways of taqwa, they always follow that. They are lost in the love of Allah. And everything which likes a statue which comes in their way, like God, whether it is a moral condition or bad deeds or inactivity, then all these things, then they are completely away from that. And how could Yazid have all these things? He was blind in the love of world. And Hazrat Imam Hussain was the Tahir, purified, and the one who used to purify. He was one of the chosen people, those who are purified with the hand of Allah Almighty, and they are saturated with the love of Allah Almighty. And certainly he is among the leaders of the people of paradise. And to have a little bit of rancor against him is actually to destroy your own faith. And to have real faith and love with him, and his love of Allah and his worship and good example is a model for us, and we are following his example. And destroyed is that horde who is his enemy, and successful is that person who practically shows the love of Hazrat Imam Hussain and his faithfulness and his courage and boldness and all the good aspects of his moral character. He, the one who is following him and acquires all these good habits in himself, just in the same way as the mirror reflects the features of a beautiful person. These people are hidden from the eyes of the world, and who appreciates their good position exceptly those who are from Allah Almighty? The people of the world, they cannot recognize them because they are far away from the reality. And this is the reason why Hazrat Imam Hussain was martyrdom, because he was not recognized by the people. And who was the beloved person of, who is the sacred person, beloved person who was ever loved by the people of the world? So this is height of lack of gratitude to that somebody should have any enmity against Hazrat Imam Hussain, or anybody who shows any enmity against him, or any other pious leaders. Anybody shows any disgrace or any word of disrespect uses against regarding them, that person certainly loses and destroys his own faith, because Allah Almighty, the Glorious, becomes the enemy of that person whoever utters a wrong word against his beloved ones. Allah Almighty always enable us that we should have the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and love all the his followers, and always enable us to invoke durood all the time, and also pray that Pakistan and other countries of the world where in the name of Allah and the Messenger cruelties are being committed, Allah Almighty also finish with that. And particularly during this month in Pakistan and in some other places, the conflict between Shia and Sunni and other groups, what take place normally, they kill one another and they are attacked, and the people attack one another. Allah Almighty protect all of them from that, and with peace this month should pass without any happenings, and all the Muslims, it should become a month of peace for all people. And the real purpose of the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussain, they should be able to understand the real purpose, and they should also be able to accept and believe in the Imam of this age. Today, Huzur says, two African and one Bengali lady, I am going to lead their janaza prayer, and the introduction of that is like this. One African brother in Zimbabwe, Mahdi Japani Sahib, and on 15th of November he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He was Secretary Tabligh for a long time. He did his bath in 1990. He became an Ahmadi, and after that he was always in the forefront of Jamaat services of the Jamaat, and in the purchase of the land for the mosque, and he took part in that. He has left behind one wife and five children. Some of them are married. They are all children are Ahmadis by the grace of Allah. And his services are as one of his son, Hussain Japani Sahib, is Sadr Qudamul Ahmadiyya in Zimbabwe and also the General Secretary. His sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, is Allah Almighty raise his status. The second janaza is Dr. Al-Haj Abu Bakr Gayi Sahib. He was Minister of Health in Gambia. Dr. Al-Haj Abu Bakr Gayi Sahib. He was Minister of Health and Social Welfare. On 2nd of December he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He was born in Banjul in 1940. In 73 from in Moscow he got the degree of medicine, and then he served in various hospitals of the country. From 1999 to 2004 under Nusrat Jahan, he was in one of the hospital of Nusrat Jahan. At that time, he was not Ahmadi, and in 2004 he became Ahmadi, and he was a very dedicated Ahmadi. Immediately after the bath, he joined the system of Chanda contribution and used to donate large sums by the grace of Allah. And he treated free of charge the deserving people, very active Da'i Allah. He is Zaim Ansarullah. He also served the cause. The recitation of the Holy Quran and Tahajjud, he was very regular. And he used to openly declare this, that after Ahmadi, I have felt a spiritual change in me. He was a very devoted, devotedly attached to the institution of Khilafat, and he showed great respect of with the Khulafa. He showed the photographs with all the caliphs, with caliphs. In 2009, he was appointed as minister, and there was a meeting of the cabinet at his demise. And the speaker mentioned about his truthfulness and a servant of the nation and a true Ahmadi, a true Muslim. He was mentioned. The vice president was invited to come to the house of the to the meeting of the cabinet and to say something. And this is the first time that the Amir of the Jamaat has ever been invited to the meeting of the cabinet. And then his body was kept in the house of parliament, where the president and the speaker and the ministers and the members of the parliament, had a look at him, and with the official protocol, the body was laid to rest. And the announcement on the national TV was made, and one member of his family expressed mentioned in the cabinet meeting that he was a devout Ahmadi and he believed fully in the teachings of Islam, and he was a true Muslim, and he used to treat the poor people and serve the national interest. In Gambia, from time to time, there is something of opposition is always seen there. So he was in the government, so there was some benefit of that. So Allah Almighty create his better substitutes after that in the government circles and also in a general way. And those people who have got influence, those who are very pious and those who are the servants of Ahmadiyyat. The third janaza is Mukarrama Izzat-un-Nisa Sahiba, wife of Abu Ahmad Bunya Sahib of Bangladesh. She was the Murabbiya Silsila and in charge of Bangladesh, Mukarram Firoz Alam Sahib's mother. She was the mother of Firoz Alam Sahib. On 17th of November, at the age of 45, she passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. She accepted Ahmadiyyat in 75, and regular in five prayers and also Tahajjud prayer. And she was the one who had Deenul Ajaiz, the faith of the old people, dedicated people, simple. And every time she used to change clothes before offering the prayer. In the villages, people are illiterate, and she used to live in a village. But she always looked after the education of her children. She was looking after the poor people despite the poverty. He used to look after the poorer member of the family. He had great love and affection with the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and the Khulafa. Whenever anybody would say anything against the community, then she would reply that you don't know that what great fortune you are denying. She was a Musia. Three sons and five daughters she has left behind. As I said, Firoz Alif Sahib is one of his son, and he is in London. Allah Almighty may exalt the station of the bereaved lady, and Allah Almighty give them the patience and solace. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.